You're listening to Body by Block with Dr. Stephen Block. It's your opportunity to ask questions on the latest technology of face and body enhancement. Body by Block.
Welcome to the Body by Block show. David Hochberg on the phone with us from his medical facility and operating facility in Highland Park is Dr. Stephen Block. Dr. Block, how are you today? I will do that again, Dr. Block. It helps when I bring your pod up, Dr. Block, so people could hear you on the phone. How are you today, Dr. Block?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Dr. Block is located at 1160 Park Avenue West in Highland Park, Illinois, is the operating facility and med spa. And there's a med spa in the Glen at 1986 Tower Road in Glenview. Phone number to reach Dr. Block and his fine staff is 847-432-0840. Today's show's topic is going to be bilateral breast exchange. We're going to get into that in a second, Doctor. So if you're interested in breast augmentation, if you're interested in liposuction, we're going to be talking about that during the show. I'm going to throw out a name, Dr. Block, that's been in the news the past 48 hours. And I want your opinion because during the past four months during these shows with you, I've learned something valuable with what you preach on a daily basis is that you don't want to recreate something that's already there. You want to take something, you want to take a piece of clay that you're handed and enhance it. You don't want to completely change it. And when I saw the work that Renee Zellweger got done on her, I didn't recognize her, Dr. Block. I had no idea what I was looking at when I saw pictures. Are you familiar with the...
I am. And I got to tell you, I was equally astounded. And I can't tell exactly what they did. It doesn't look like she had a brow lift. She clearly had her upper eyelids done.
Her cheeks. I mean, her face. And that was her money shot there, were her cheeks, right? They're her cute cheeks.
Well, it also looks like she lost a lot of weight. And because her face looks thinner than what it used to look. On the other hand, just doing your upper eyelids usually doesn't cause such an absolute dramatic change in the rest of the face, except that her face, the way her eyes, her hooding of her upper eyelids was so distinctive, and her eyes when she would smile, and also she's been Botoxed, and her eyes when she would smile were almost closed.
Right, they were squinting.
But it was such a distinctive look that clearly opening up her eyes and probably a little bit of Botox, it so dramatically changed that it's hard to figure it out. It's actually surprising because for the majority of patients, when they have their eyelids done, it cleans up the face and they just don't look as tired, but they don't look like somebody else. And she clearly does. She looks like somebody else.
Completely different. They said, "Oh, here's Renee Zellweger after plastic surgery, and after facelift." And I looked at it. And I'm like, "Okay, where is she?" I'm just like, "That's not Renee Zellweger. That there's no way." And then they showed pictures, and they're like, "This is Renee Zellweger." I'm like, "I got to talk to Dr. Block about this because
I know
you've got your motto or one of your foundations is that you don't want to do something where people don't completely not recognize you, and this is a complete not recognizing job.
Occasionally one does have a patient who does want to go into the witness protection program, but that's not true of most patients, and it's particularly true on Hollywood personalities because, and I think maybe we talked about this, we actually don't know why the camera loves certain faces, but but when we see it, the camera just does. It loves them. So we've all seen all the Hollywood people who've had plastic surgery, and sometimes it's been a disaster, but sometimes it is absolutely, they look great. And for the most part, those that we think look great are those where the people still look like themselves. They look just refreshed. But then you sometimes see the Kenny Rogers, and it's like, really? What did you do to yourself? You look really bizarre. So we see it both ways. Now, Renee, I think we would all agree, she looks good.
Yeah.
She looks very good. She looks great.
Right. Outstanding.
It's
like,
it's just that you wouldn't know that it's Renee.
And did you notice her lips? I you know, that's the one thing I was trying to say, okay, I started from the top of the head, right? And I started working my way down. And I'm just like, okay, how do I write? No, cheeks are different. The eyes are different. The eyebrows are different. And then you get to her lips, and it's like they ran out of space with the lips, and her lips are crammed in that new face of hers. How does that balancing act come into play when you're doing a complete reorganization of your face? I mean, that's a redo. Complete redo. You know, you got to take the lips in there some way, don't you, doctor?
You do, and it is a redo. And exactly what you know, it's hard to know what she wanted ahead of time. I will say that whoever did the work, I think it's brilliant work. She looks great, assuming that's what she wanted. Now, if that isn't what she wanted, well, it may look great, but, you know, like a perfect example that looked great, but I think it ruined her career is Jennifer Grey.
Yeah. The dancer in Dirty Dancing with Patrick Swayze. Absolutely. Yeah. That nose was her call signal, right?
Yeah, and yet, if you looked at her nose postoperatively, her new nose technically looked great, and she certainly looks more attractive post-op than she did pre-op. The only problem is a Jennifer Grey got whatever part she got in Hollywood because she did have somewhat of an ethnic look. It had a certain degree of character. Post-op, she just looked like another pretty face. It was pretty. It was good. You didn't know it was Jennifer Grey. And it did destroy her career because, again, we don't always know why the camera likes what it sees, and most Hollywood people don't really want a drastic change because they kind of recognize that their face is their calling card, and they want a subtle improvement.
This is anything but subtle, Doc. I mean,
and yet she does look great. I don't think we'll see if it affects her career in terms of if she gets the same kind of parts or whatever. It's hard to say.
All right, I'm going to throw another name out there. Joan Rivers, may she rest in peace. Her autopsy was just released, and I guess it had something to do with breathing, right? She had problem breathing during the procedure. I host a law show here on Fridays from 2 to 3 with the guys from Conasec and Dillon, and we talked about that. About malpractice and maybe the doctor wasn't used to the operating room and didn't have the right equipment. How important is it? You have one facility. You don't travel around and do facelifts and do breast augmentations and do liposuction anywhere else other than your medical facility in Highland Park.
That's not totally true. But the answer is no. I do 99.99% of my operations here.
Okay.
Now occasionally I do have operating privileges at several other hospitals, and I will occasionally make a guest appearance. Usually there's some either insurance reason or it's a joint case with another specialty so occasionally I'll be there for a joint appearance, in which case we usually go through a tedious process of telling them ahead of time, here's everything that I need, and we want to make sure that they have it there, and, you know, if I am going to be there for my guest appearance.
So it's like you're walking out of your operating facility into your operating facility at another hospital.
Right.
So you're familiar because, you know, listen, things happen, doctor. I mean, you're opening up a body, for God's sakes. And, you know, if swelling happens in the throat during an operation, you would need to have, I would assume, the necessary equipment or you wouldn't start doing that type of procedure.
That's correct. And so, you know, in her case, I don't think we know the whole story yet. I'm not sure whether she was intubated, which basically means that they had a tube through the vocal cords to maintain the airway, or if she was adequately You know, if the tube was in place, and then usually at the end of the operation, the tube is taken out and they're breathing on their own. So we don't know any of that, whether it was put in, was taken out. Did her respiratory arrest occur in the operating room or in the recovery room? And once this area had swelled up, did they then try to put it in a tube? So I don't know. So there's a whole host of questions that still really haven't been answered, other than the fact that we know that it was a complication, that her airway was compromised, that she did have a biopsy done there. You know, the fact that the doctor who did the biopsy wasn't really credentialed at that place to do it, you know, lawyers have a field day with that. But, you know, that to me isn't quite as critical. It might be to a jury, but to me it's like, well, okay, the doctor was clearly a qualified doctor. Mm-hmm. And would you rather wake her up, bring her back at another time?
At her age.
At her age, and subject her to another operation. Is that right? You know, and quite frankly, in my own career, you know, but I usually know my patient. Sometimes I'm operating on a patient. I happen to see a mole that looks highly suspicious. And does it really make sense for me to wake up the patient and bring her back at another time? So have I ever gone ahead and done something that wasn't that I didn't have a consent for, but I clearly thought was in the patient's interest, and I go ahead and do it? Have I ever done it? Yes. And as a result of that action, have I ever saved a patient's life? Yeah. I had one girl I could think of. She had lost about 100 pounds, and we were doing, we were doing a body lift on her, and she'd had multiple operations. And one day during one of her operations, I turned her over. I saw this really ugly mole on her thigh. Didn't like the look out of it. I mean, in that particular girl's case, I mean, between her and her family, they'd already spent about $100,000 in my office, and I didn't really care about the money or anything. I took the mole off. I didn't charge her for it. I just took the thing off, and we sent it off to pathology, and sure enough, it was a melanoma, and we had to bring it back at a later time and take out a node, which was fortunately negative. So that action changed her life and saved her life. And what was really gratifying, so she had all the surgery, this, that, and whatever, and she wrote me a note, and she said, I knew that I had that lesion. I wasn't going to do anything about it. You clearly did save my life, and I appreciate it. And what was really sweet is that a couple of years later, she brings her boyfriend back, and they were going to get married. And she brought him back to meet me because, you know, I had operated on this girl from head to toe. And she said, I want you to meet my husband-to-be. And that was really sweet. Yeah. It was great, you know. And she knew she wouldn't be there if I hadn't done that. And she got it.
And the best thing about that story is it's the ease at which you said. It's like me going into a Dunkin' Donuts and you going into a Dunkin' Donuts and saying, I like the chocolate dip donuts, please. I mean, that's, yeah, you know, she was there. I rolled her over. I saw something ugly, and I cut it off. So, the best part about it is that while somebody's on the table getting a procedure done, you're also going head to toe scanning the body. If you see something out of whack, you're going to make sure that it's addressed. So they...
Yeah. Maybe if I didn't know her as well as I did and I didn't know the family, I mean, I knew these people. Right. And it made no sense to me to wake her up and have to bring her back when I knew that she was going to be okay with it.
All right. Well, that's fantastic.
So I did it. Yeah.
And you're listening to the Body by Block show on WGN.FM, brought to you by the Plastic Surgical Facility and Med Spa of Dr. Stephen Block. world-renowned, board-certified plastic surgeon, 847-432-0840. If you want Dr. Block to look at your body, your face, your arms, your legs, your breasts, any part of your body, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, send your selfies to info@bodybyblock.com. info@bodybyblock.com. Great holiday gift coming up, Doctor. Holidays right around the corner. And what better way than to give the gift of beauty to your spouse or loved one or partner? Just take a selfie of them, shoot it to info@bodybyblock.com, put your telephone number and your name and your email address, and Dr. Block and one of his staff will get back to you to comment on your pictures and schedule a consultation for you. Right now, Doctor, we have one of your patients, Linda, on the phone. How are you, Linda?
I'm great. How are you all doing this afternoon?
We're fantastic. A lot of energy there, Doctor. A lot of energy in Linda. I think this is going to be a good interview here. All right. Let's start this thing up, Linda. So what made you go to Dr. Block? I always like to start the interview process with direct question to the patient. Why did you go to Dr. Block in the first place, not anybody else, to have whatever you had done with Dr. Block?
Okay. All right. That's a hard question because I've been going to see Dr. Block now for 14 years.
Okay.
So what initially brought me in there, I would say that I was getting close to my 40s and I wanted to start working on a couple of things that I felt needed a little bit of attention.
Okay.
And since then, I would hope that if I was on Dr. Block's table, that if he saw something funky with a mole, that he would hopefully remove it as well. After 14 years of knowing him, I'm sure he would.
Okay, no, I just want to stop you there. So let's just say 14 years, mid-20s, mid-30s when you started seeing him?
I think I was around 37 or 38. I'm 50 now.
Okay, so mid to late 30s.
No, you're not.
Stop it. I gave you I opened the door for the 20 part and you blew right through it and went right to 30.
Okay, I have to interrupt for a minute because I want to tell you one thing about Dr. Block. He is so conservative. I have gone to him on numerous times and said, okay, am I ready? The eyes, the neck, the face. And he has looked at me and said, get out of my office at least four times.
That's awesome. So
I'm starting to get to the point where I'm changing his mind, though.
Right.
And I would also have to say that because of being able to go to Gisella and doing other treatments in his office, I have delayed the process.
And that's a testament, Doctor, to what we've been trying to sell here and educate people and inform people that you got to stay ahead of the curve because it's going to hit you eventually. But it is.
And I'm going to interrupt again because it's like you need to take care of yourself on every level. I take care of myself by exercising 5 days a week. I take care of myself by the way I eat. Why wouldn't I take care of myself on all levels?
I agree. I've been going to Dr. Block now since the start of the show, Linda, and I've had one of the I looked down at what you had done. I've had a lot of that stuff done, the procedures. I've sampled a lot of the procedures so I could talk about it on the radio. Just this last weekend, I went in and had a microdermabrasion that we'll talk about. And, Doctor, my face felt like a baby's butt. I want to tell you. It was amazing, but I want to get to that later. So, all right, so mid-30s. You started going to Dr. Block, late 30s, you started going to Dr. Block. Did you have kids? What was going on with your body? Okay, so that takes a toll, we know. I've got three beautiful baby girls, and you know mine are 11, 9, and 6, and I know what type of wallop that did to my wife, okay, just you know, physically, and it just takes a tear on your body. So what was the first thing you noticed as, you know, going into your 40s that you're like, you know what, I want to change this. What part of your body was the first step?
Okay, let's start with the fact that in accumulative years, I have three children. I think I breastfed for five.
Nice. So, yeah. So that knocked the bejesus out of your breasts.
Yes. And now I really like my breasts.
Okay. So what did we do to her breasts, Doctor?
We kind of perked them up a little bit. She does have implants, and we did a mini lift.
Okay, a mini lift in conjunction with the implants.
Yeah, if I recall, she originally had her breast done elsewhere.
Okay,
And yeah, it was. Yeah. And
she cheated on you, is what you're saying. She cheated on you first.
It's before we met.
Okay, got it.
Yeah,
and
that was like one of the reasons that I went in.
Okay, so you went someplace else, you weren't happy with the results, and then you went to Dr. Block to fix somebody else's work.
Right. Correct.
Okay.
Right.
And I could not have been happier, and it was what I wanted originally.
Oh, there you go, Doc. Nice work. Okay. Yeah. So do you typically do, is that a typical dual surgery, lifting and implanting, or did this guy just do such a, you know, the previous doctor just do such a terrible job that you had?
No, it wasn't terrible. You know, I think what the public has to realize in terms of breasts or in any type of plastic surgery is it really is an art. It's not an exact science. It's not like when we're in the operating room that we could put things back with, you know, to, you know, that it's perfect. And there's a healing process, and things can move, and they settle, and they slip. And if you want to keep things looking absolutely perfect, sometimes it involves a little further tweaking. And I think sometimes where other doctors perhaps fail is they don't educate the patient ahead of time that, one, there may be a little bit of maintenance down the road needed, or, two, depending upon how things heal, we might have to do a little bit of tweaking. And sometimes what occurs if things weren't adequately explained, sometimes the patient thinks that the other doctor screwed up. Sometimes they might have, but a lot of times it's a matter of, if you were to stand in front of the mirror and examine oneself, you could see the two sides of your body are not exactly the same. And sometimes patients' expectations after plastic surgery are, quite frankly, higher than God ever intended it to be. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. You know, I tell patients, if I think I could technically balance it out and get it there, we'll do it. And sometimes, quite frankly, I see a lot of patients who come in who've had stuff done elsewhere and they're not happy with it. And sometimes I'll examine them and I say, well, I'm really very sorry, but I think you have a great result. And I don't see anything that I could do that's going to fix it. And if I see something that I can do, yeah, I'll do it. But I'm equally honest. If I think it looks great and I don't think I could fix it because I can't even see what's wrong with it, I'm going to tell you. I mean, I can't operate on it if I can't see it. And sometimes a patient has a fantasy in their head of what they want, but that doesn't mean I could get it. Which is why I often think it's helpful if patients really want is if they bring me a photograph of what they think is perfect. And sometimes I'm absolutely amazed as to what they think is perfect and what I think is perfect, because it clearly is not the same.
So, Linda, when you had your work done, did you go bigger? Did you go smaller after you saw Dr. Block? I mean, what was it about the first enhancement surgery? And then what did Dr. Block do?
The first enhancement surgery was my breasts were way too large for my body. I'm a petite woman. I'm 5'7". I weigh about 125 pounds, and I'm very physically active. And that was a hindrance. And I was feeling back pain from having my breasts at this size. And Dr. Block's right. The job was well done. It just, the breasts were not suitable for me, for my nature, for who I am. Mm-hmm. And I needed to make a change that would make me feel comfortable in my skin again, comfortable in my body, comfortable with my movement.
And how did your clothes fit? A lot better, or did you have to go through a complete transformation with that as well?
My clothes, when I first had the surgery, I had to go through a complete transformation with my clothes. When I went through my second surgery, I was able to get back into everything that I was wearing before I had my first surgery, and I was able to wear it, and the clothes fit me better.
Wow. So you basically snapped back to your where you were before giving birth to child number one? Is that safe to say?
Pretty much. Yes. I would say that's That's exactly right. Yes.
So Doc, I talked to a lot of women who've had breast augmentations, and they're all, you know, almost, I would say 4 out of 5. I should have gone bigger. You know what I mean? I wish I would have gone bigger. I love them and they're big, but when I have them redone, I'm going bigger. Okay. And I'm looking at them, I'm like, well, those are great. You know what I mean? I'm a guy and I'm a boob guy, and I'm just like, you better put a counterweight on your backside, because you're going to tip over if you go any bigger. You know, Linda's the first person that we've had on the show who's went the other way, who said that she went too big the first time. How do you find that fulcrum? How do you find that equilibrium point where, you know, that they're happy not going too big and not happy going too small, and that when they wake up and the swelling goes down, it fits just right?
Well, one, I think you have to take the time and talk to the patient and find out what they want. Also, most women, as they get a little older, they don't want their breast quite as large. And then there's an economic aspect to it as well. I would say, in general, the more affluent you are, the smaller you want the breast to be. Most affluent people are more self-confident in who they are. They do not want to be defined by their breast. I personally think when a woman walks into the room, you should see the entire package and not just be staring at the breast. If they're attractive, you should see the face first and then the rest of the body. So I think it's important, you know, if you're a parent and you have to go to the PTA, I don't really think you want your breast arriving before you. You know, so it depends upon what your lifestyle is and who you are. You know, and sometimes, you know, so women at certain points of their life, depending upon if they're in, you know, if they're young, they often want their breasts fuller. As they get older, they say, you know, I've gone through this, I'd like them smaller. I see it both ways, but I think, you know, to avoid that, and I'm not going to tell you I get it right every single time, because quite frankly, sometimes the patients themselves, they don't know what they want. But it does take a little more time. You got to listen to the patient, find out what they want. You know, we do try sizers as well to see if that fits, and we're about to put in a new type of the photography that does it kind of in 3D, and I could plug it in what it's going to actually appear post-op.
Wow.
So hopefully we'll have that installed within about another month or so.
Hey Linda, I'm sorry, Doc, I didn't mean to cut you.
No, but it's important. Talk to your patient.
Right. And what did your friends think before the first one, you know, after the first one, and then after the second one? Because, you know, the first thing that my friends that are female say, oh, you want to see them? You know, everybody wants to rip their shirt off. Prior to that, you know, you couldn't get them to show them your boobs if your life depended on them. And then after, it's like, hey, you want to see them? Check it out. You want to feel them? And it was like, listen,
it'll cost me half of my... That wasn't me at all.
Okay.
That wasn't me at all. I really just wanted to balance myself back out. I really wanted to be able to fit my hips with my breasts and the rest of my body with my breasts. And I have to be perfectly honest with you. I don't feel like the first time that I went through it that anybody listened to me. And I knew the day that I had it done that I regretted the decision of doing what I did.
Really? Going too big?
I did not ask to go too big. I wanted to go to a large B, small C.
Oh.
And it was much. I was much bigger than that. I mean, I couldn't do anything that I used to love to do. Trying to hit playing pool, fly fishing, using my shotgun. I couldn't do any of that.
A woman with a shotgun, Doctor. I think you're the. You know, we've had women jumping out of planes. We've had women playing with cheetahs, and we have the first. We have the first one. You know, female patient with a shotgun that plays pool. That do you play pool and shoot things at the same time, or is it at two different things?
No, I'm not. I'm actually. I have to. You know, I have to be able to do one at a time to take the full impact.
All right,
but to get back to what we were discussing, you know, so the things that I was able to do with my children or my family or my friends, mm-hmm. I started to find myself limited. And I really, when I went to go see Dr. Block, and he said, you know what, we're going to have to wait a little bit. Let's see if, you know, let's just, we're going to have to wait 6 months and then you can come back in. Trust me. On the very second of that 6 months, I was back in his office, and I was like, please help me.
181st day. I'll tell you what, we got to take a quick break, Linda and Dr. Block. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. You're listening to the Body by Block Show on WGN.FM. We'll be back after these messages.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Well played there, our producer boy, Brian. Great rejoin there, Brian. Nice move. You're listening to the Body by Block Show on WGN.FM. I'm David Hochberg, Dr. Block, Stephen Block, world-renowned board-certified plastic surgeon, is on the phone with us along with one of his patients by the name of Linda, who had a little work done. You could call Dr. Block at his office and schedule a time to have a consultation of your own. And that number is 847-432-0840, 847-432-0840. You could also send pictures. Listen to this, Linda. Didn't you wish you had this option when you were going through all the work back in the day 14 years ago? Send a picture. Take a selfie. We didn't know what selfies were back then. I don't think you could even take a picture on your cell phone back then. I think we were still using Polaroids and you had to, you know.
Okay, now you're aging me.
I'm aging myself. Forget about you. I'm like, I remember you take a Polaroid, you take it, you hold it in the wind until it dried, and then the picture comes up. Now you just snap it and email it, and it's all over the place. So email your pictures to info@bodybyblock. Take your selfie, send it to info@bodybyblock, BLOCH.com. Dr. Block has two facilities. One is a medical facility and med spa at 1160 Park Avenue West in Highland Park that I've been to. And also I had microdermabrasion done this Saturday at 1986 Tower Road in Glenview. I could speak personally that both of these facilities are phenomenal. They're clean. They're professionally run. The staff is outstanding. I actually bought some face cleaning solutions and night cream, doctor. You'll be proud of me. I've got moisturizer on, and I'm taking care of myself, like Linda said. It's very important.
And what's your weight down to now?
I am down to 253. I still have another 20 to go, and then we're going to come in, and I'm gonna stand in front of you in the paper underpants that I learned about. I've got my own paper underpants, by the way, doctor. I don't need to burn through one
it's
of yours.
It's only when we take a photograph, by the way.
Well, I'm wearing them now, so I could head out there just to take a picture if you want to. So, Linda, I've had some work done. You, by the way, Linda, a patient of Dr. Block's, a 14-year patient of Dr. Block, and we were talking about during the first segment of the show, phone lines are open if you have any questions or any text, 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600 is the phone and text line. So we were talking about your breasts, Linda, and I don't want to, you know, which, you know, you're very happy with now. You had another augmentation, a reconfiguration augmentation with Dr. Block to repair the other doctor's, the previous doctor's work on the 181st day. It went splendidly well. And then you had a little liposuction in your waist and upper back. You're the first caller who's had liposuction in the upper back. So, doctor, what was going on in Linda's upper back?
Not much, because she looks as perfect as anyone possibly can. But, and I mean that. You know, here is a woman who stays in great shape. She takes care of herself. But, you know, there's just a little bit of extra above the bra area or below. And I could tweak that. I mean, her lipo was minor. Most women would be thrilled to have her body, but that's fine. But we often do, you know, because a lot of women will often gain, for whatever the reason, they'll gain some excess fat up in the bra strap area above or below. And you can go in, make a little nick in the skin and kind of remove that excess fat and contour it.
What did that do for your lifestyle, Linda, having that fat out of your back and out of your waist? What did that do for you?
Well, I have to be perfectly honest with you. I mean, when I put on a T-shirt with a bra, I don't like to see the lines. And that was one of the things that was happening. No matter how much I was dieting or working out or doing whatever I needed to do, that was still there, just enough to bother me. And since I was going under one surgery, I was like, let's just do it. Let's just do it. And it does make a difference. I like to be able to put on, you know, not a tight T-shirt, but a T-shirt so that I can feel confident and comfortable in what I'm in without thinking about, oh, my God, is my bra strap, is there fat coming over? So that's just me. That may not bother other women, but it bothered me. It bothered me for how much work I put into taking care of my body. I felt that that wasn't fair.
Well, it bothered me, and I don't even wear a bra, so that's why I started losing weight. I mean, I had the same issues I had. I had the fat. I mean, you could see my fat back pockets, too. It looked like I was wearing a bra, and I had a man B cup, so, I mean, I should have been wearing a bra, so I know exactly what you were going through. So liposuction, I would have to assume, I'm making an assumption here, since you are a physically fit woman, that's what you've been telling us, that the recovery and that you take great care of your body prior to the surgery, that the recovery was relatively short?
Painless. I mean, I think he gave me some painkillers, and I took two the day I came home and to sleep, and that was it.
And you were back into the swing of things with the kids and running around at full 100%. How long did it take you to get to back to 100%?
Well, because I had to listen to my doctor, and I had to wait 2 weeks. I could have been ready to go after 5 or 6 days, but I listened, and, you know, I was feeling great. After 2 weeks, I was feeling great. After a month, I was back to doing everything I was doing. And trust me, I'm not the average girl. I do a lot.
Okay. Dig ditches? I need somebody to clean gutters. I hate cleaning gutters. If you're into gutters,
no, I don't. I'm sorry. I really don't do gutters.
I've got insurance. I got a tall ladder, and all right, and 5'7", you could get up there real high, so that'd be good too. But you don't do gutters. All right, let's talk about Botox and fillers, Dr.
Okay.
Linda. What are fillers, Doc?
Well, as we get older, there's little areas of the body where we kind of lose the volume. And so a filler is, we kind of plump it up. It's a little injection. It sucks fluid in from the rest of the body, and it maintains a fullness. So you would inject it most of the time into the cheek area, the nasolabial fold, a little bit in the lips, a little bit around the lower, the jawline. And that's what it does. It plumps it up.
And how did that make you feel, Linda? Did you feel like a Barbie doll, or did it feel natural?
Well, okay, there's two things that we need to discuss here. The first is you know, when I went in to go see Dr. Block for some Botox, and he looked at me after I had an accident, and he looked at my face and he said, "You know what? The left side of your face is lower than the right side of your face." And I ended up having to have some pretty major surgery, and he was able to, after the surgery, and I had so many issues after the surgery. My left eye, I couldn't open it all the way, and we were able to take care of that through, what was it, Dr. Block? I mean, it was just amazing how that opened up my eye.
The fromage? Yeah.
Yes. I mean, literally, I couldn't open my left eye after the surgery. And we went in and did the thermage, and I was able to open my eye fully after one treatment. So that was one huge step for me. Botox is something that I do for maintenance, which I need right now as I'm looking at myself in the mirror in my car. And the cheek, my left cheek, he was able to fill, so it matched my right cheek. And all of that, my face, I was able to balance my face out to where it was supposed to be pre-having this accident and pre-surgery.
Wow. So let's talk about this thermage real quick, Doctor. What I know we've talked about in previous shows, but we've never had a patient call in to say that her eye was almost closed, and in one treatment it came back. So what?
It was amazing.
Well, to be honest with you, that was kind of an experiment. I knew it wouldn't cause any harm, but I wasn't really sure that it would work. So I was really pleasantly thrilled that it did. You know, but Linda's a special patient. She's kind of game. She'll do these things. And she realizes that sometimes there isn't always a total guarantee, but as long as we were all confident it wasn't going to make it work. You know, worse, she said, okay, try it. And much, quite frankly, to my amazement, the results worked beyond my wildest dreams. So I was thrilled for her.
And what exactly is the Thermage treatment?
Okay, so it's radio, the frequency waves, and it's you're heating up the tissue beneath the skin, which causes a little bit of a tightening of the underlying muscle and a little bit of a tightening of the underlying collagen and a remodeling. Most patients, we will often treat the entire face and neck, and most of the patients, if you would... Yeah, and if you do one side of the face, and if you then sat them up and looked in a mirror, you would clearly see that that one side looks lifted and tighter than the other. And then we go back and we do the other side of the face. For her, it was just great. It worked around her eye, and it gave her... Her eye probably would have corrected probably on its own, but it would have taken a long time. And, you know, but Linda, she really is. She's a very attractive woman. She's very involved. She's very active. And if we could do anything to speed up her healing process, it was worth the try.
Is that kind of like doing a jump start to a car when it's 40 below? Is that what you're doing to the to the collagen underneath the face, just saying, hey, wake up there, Spartacus, let's go?
And yeah, I mean, what it actually does, and often, you know, so you see an immediate improvement, but then you see a long-term improvement because it stimulates a collagen remodeling and growth, which continues to improve over the next 3 to 6 months. So I've had a couple of those treatments. As a matter of fact, I do a treatment on myself about once a year because I can.
I have to interject here for a second because he does do this, and as he calls it a game changer. If it's not a game changer, then it's out.
Right. If I buy a new technology, I always try it on myself, and then I have to evaluate, okay, is it a game changer? And if I'm going to buy it, is there anything that it really is going to replace, or is it just a duplication of what I already have? And I always want the game changers. And I'm quite frankly, so we have a lot of game changers here, but you know what? I'm still never satisfied. I still want that, you know, I want the miracle, you know.
847-432-0840. If you want your life changed in a big time way, in a game-changing way, give Dr. Block and his staff a call at 847-432-0840. Two facilities, operating facility and med spa in Highland Park at 1160 Park Avenue West. If you're familiar with Highland Park, it is just west of the ball field, athletic fields of Highland Park High School, and just east of the Target and the Dunkin' Donuts off of the Edens. And there's a facility, a med spa facility, located in the Glen, on the north side of the Glen at 1986 Tower Road in Glenview. You can give them a call at 847-432-0840. Holidays are coming up. Take selfies of yourself, of your boyfriend, of your girlfriend, of your partner, of somebody that you think needs a lot of work, and just want to like gently say, hey, I've got a guy. Send it to info at bodybyblock, BLOCH.com. Bodybyblock, BLOCH.com. So taking pictures, Linda, if you could have done that 14 years ago and your friends could have done that, I mean, how key is that to send, you know, going to your girlfriends and your friends that are men and saying, hey, you know, why don't you shoot Dr. Block a picture and he'll get back to you and say, I think you need something. I mean, how convenient is that? Info at bodybyblock.com to take a selfie and shoot it over to Dr. Block. You know, you've been a patient of his for 14 years. How valuable of a service is that no other plastic surgeon that I know of in this market or in the industry offers?
Well, first of all, I think with today's technology and what we're able to do and how busy people are in general, I think it's fantastic. I think sometimes it's also easier to do it that way than people are shy, especially with something like this. I mean, I think that people embrace cosmetic surgery more than they ever have, but to be able to be slightly anonymous and to be able to send a picture in and, you know, to get something back, I think it's I think it's where we need to be today. I think it's easy. For people who are out of town, if they want to come in, then they're out of state, you know, to see Dr. Block. It's like
actually,
an initial visit.
Yeah, actually, I have a perfect patient. We're right now, it's a patient who lives down in Florida. We've gotten a slew of the photos of her. She want, rather than flying up here, meeting with me, going through the whole thing, and then scheduling this thing for a couple of months hence, I have a slew of her photographs. We'll then have a conversation on the phone. She wants to set this whole thing up for in like a month's time, and it saves her the trip. It's great. So we will have her medical clearance, will have all the things. She can come up the day before, we'll meet, and she could be operated on the following day rather than just going back. So she's saving a lot of time. It's great.
312-521-8600. 312-521-8600. Don't send any pictures to the text line. Gary Meyer doesn't want to see it, and you don't want the weirdos here at WGN.FM to be looking at your face and other body parts. That's why you want to send your pictures to info@bodybyblock.com. And no, I don't see the pictures either, okay? It's all highly confidential. Only Dr. Block and his staff check out the pictures. It's all confidential. It's info, I-N-F-O, at bodybyblock, B-L-O-C-H.com. Let's talk about a couple of these other procedures in the next couple of minutes. And, Doc, we usually end it with your thought of the day to leave us for, you know, to think about something for the following week. But I'm going to end the show with Linda because she's the best. You've had some great guests call in. But Linda, you take the cake. So we're going to give you the honor of ending the show in a couple of minutes. So not to put any pressure on you, but don't blow it because, it like, you know, the last 3 minutes, that's what really starts making Dr. Block's phone ring. So you got 2 minutes to think of something. But I want you to talk about these other procedures that you've had done. The photofacial and the Fraxel. I've had the Fraxel. And I'll tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right? Okay. And I've had.
I have a funny story to tell you. I'm not intimidated to go out into the public after I've had certain procedures done. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I will never forget when I was meeting my family after having the Fraxel done for the first time, and we were meeting in Boston, all of us. It was a family get-together, and I walked into the room after having this, and I have to be honest with you, half of my family went very pale because it does. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people take the downtime. What it does in the long run is incredible. Okay, it's just amazing. But the first 4 or 5 days, you are probably going to want to lay low. But that's just not my style. So I just hit it, and I hit it hard. And people can look and ask me what I've done. And I'll tell them. And I'll be like, check me out in a week. And then you're really going to see the difference. Because, you know, even though the Fraxel, I think, is probably one of the more... It's one of the more invasive procedures that you can have done without being put under anesthesia, but the results are incredible.
And the gentle waves. We're going to end with the gentle waves, and then we're going to leave you with let you close out the show. So we went from one extreme, right? Okay, so we go from the Fraxel, which is pretty intense, to the gentle waves. So take us from the North Pole to the South Pole with treatments.
Oh, I mean, the gentle wave is you know, it's all of these things in conjunction. I mean, they all work together. So you need to kind of like trust what, you know, what I trust what Gisella says, and I follow her lead. And honestly, if she has any questions, she'll go and knock on Dr. Block's door and say, please come back here. And I think you really need to just trust what they design. They design like a protocol for what you need to have done and how often you want to come in. and what results do you want to see. And you can put together, I wouldn't say like a package, but you can put together on paper and in front of you what you want to have done. And you may like one thing more than you like another, but you still need to take all of these things and work with them together because they will make a difference.
Okay.
Like working out or eating right.
In 2 minutes or less, okay? For all the mothers out there, all the women out there, well, there are a lot of mothers out there who haven't had kids, if you know what I mean, but for all the women out there who've had kids, whose body has gone through a major transformation for having kids, and for all the husbands who got fat and sloppy watching their wife go through that procedure and have kids, talk to the husbands and talk to the mothers and talk to the wives about looking at their body today and comparing it to what it was yesterday and what they can do and why they should give themselves the gift of youth and why their spouses should give them the gift of youth and getting their butts into Dr. Block for a consultation to get their bodies back. Your dime, your dance floor, 2 minutes.
Okay, number one word, happiness. And that's the bottom line, because I do believe inside of every person is a happy person. And sometimes to get to the end of the line or to get to that place where you know that you could be really happy, especially if it has something to do with your physical element, you need to go to somebody that you trust 100%. I've been with this man for 14 years. I trust him 100%. He has not led me wrong. He has all the skill and all of the time and the patience for you when you come in to have a treatment. Any woman and any man who wants to sit down and really do the right thing for themselves should go to him, should go to Dr. Block, because you are going to get what you need and what you want when you want it and when you need it. And it's going, and you're getting, and the type of care that you get, the staff, the people around you, the experience is what makes it even better.
Thank you.
Done.
That was fantastic. And that was a minute and 15 seconds. You're fantastic. Well, I appreciate you calling in, Dr. Block. We're out of time. I think Linda ended that.
And she is fantastic.
And I think she was a fantastic. I don't know you personally, Linda, but if you do change your mind about the gutters, let me know. And I can tell you, you were a fantastic guest. So I appreciate you taking the time to spin the body. This has been the Body by Block Show with Dr. Stephen Block, world-renowned board-certified plastic surgeon out of Highland Park and Glenview. 847-432-0840, 847-432-0840. Selfies are sent to info@bodybyblock.com. Send your selfies to info@bodybyblock.com. We'll be back next Thursday. Thanks, Dr. Block, and thank you, Linda.
Thank you.